Governor Andrew Cuomo left no doubt. The fast-track methodology that's at work on the Tappan Zee Bridge project could be applied to technology transfer.
The numbers are just damning, frankly, to the state of New York. We attract something like 4% of the nation's venture capital. California attracts 47% of the nation's venture capital. Milken Report has us like number 16 in terms of states that are excelling at technology transfer. So this is the challenge for us. This really is the bullseye of where we need to get. And it is an art form, the technology transfer.
UAlbany officials responded with a presentation clearly showing they are up to the challenge, specifically the New York SUNY 2020 Challenge Grant Program. The eTech project is expected to have a positive impact on the local economy. 1,587 new construction jobs, 735 permanent jobs. The UAlbany plan commits to the addition of more than 187 faculty researchers, adding $117 million in cumulative research expenditures, and by investing in new faculty, UAlbany expects to increase enrollment by 1,350 new students over the next 5 years. University at Albany President George M. Phillip.
Our five-year blueprint will advance cutting-edge research and technology and translate it into economic opportunity, continue to bolster the Capital Region's economy, and increase academic opportunity for every student at UAlbany. Our NY SUNY 2020 plan is exciting, innovative, transformational, and economically beneficial both to the university and our region.
Phillip expects eTech to have a $1.8 billion cumulative economic impact, which is 50 times the investment of the New York SUNY 2020 Challenge Grant.
eTech will serve as a breakthrough entrepreneurial ecosystem with a critical mass of business development resources, including technology transfer expertise, entrepreneurial training, small business development, commercialization services, and workforce preparation.
700 new courses of study will be initiated. The anticipation is eTech will improve graduation rates by 7%. Officials say eTech will collaborate with a successful nano college. Eligible students will reap many benefits, including extra financial assistance and grants for those entering qualified programs. There will also be opportunities for eTech to engage in partnerships with private technology companies. Governor Cuomo asked President Phillip why New York had been lax in developing technology. What was missing?
What do you think that was, and how will this program address that?
One of the biggest areas of that we did not have was really an appropriate infrastructure within the state of New York to foster this sort of economic development. eTech, this entire process is actually designed to create that infrastructure.
The governor must decide to grant UAlbany $35 million. Plans for eTech going forward have work starting on the facility in 2013 with a target completion date 2017. Cuomo has already heard project pitches from three other SUNY Research Center campuses. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas.